Hey, greetings, everybody. This is Brother Tupos, StoneParish.com, John 424 Radio. Hey, hope you're all doing well. I want to talk to you today about an interesting topic, a little bit out of the ordinary, but very, very pertinent. Chronic anxiety, panic attacks, and depression exposed. Yeah, let's start out with some scripture. Titus 1:13. This witness is true, wherefore rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith. So the Bible tells us to rebuke people that are not walking in sound doctrine. 1 Timothy 5 says rebuke those that are in sin. So this is a correction to people that claim false ways about this topic. Anxiety and panic attacks. Yeah, this comes about because I recently heard a video confession from an Anabaptist-like man named Bracken Kirkland. He's into a music ministry that's totally... I'm out in the street today, imagine that. He's into music ministry that is totally unbiblical. I've exposed him for years. I actually stood outside his church and preached. He hid like a coward. He has a false heretical gospel. I don't believe he's truly born again. And guess what? More evidence. He has a false gospel, worldliness, ecumenicalism, sells the things of God. He's feminized. Many, many sins in this man. Guess what? He has recently confessed in a video on his page that he has chronic anxiety and panic attacks for many, many years. All right, note, this is important. Number one, long after he claims to be born of God, this is happening. That's critical. Number two, it's ongoing. That's critical. Number three, it's not related to any terrible situation in his life. It's just an ongoing condition of his. Those are three huge points to consider as we go through this teaching. All right, so I want to do a quick teaching on the topic of chronic anxiety, depression, panic attacks, and this is related to a so-called believer. It has nothing to do with worldly people. All right, right up front, I want to be clear. I want to state this for all my detractors and enemies. I know that it is possible for any true saint to go through a short time of depression, some anxiety, due to an event that has happened to them. Maybe the death of a wife, the death of a child, severe persecution, severe sickness. Yeah, that could shock a person's emotions. I get it. We're not robots. Until they what? Put down the flesh, follow Christ, obey him, walk in the Spirit, and overcome. We see many men and women in the Bible that overcame many things, including death, which we'll talk about. They didn't go into anxiety, panic, and fear for very long, did they? No, not at all. They overcome. The fact is, if our eyes are on Christ and our hope is in him, we can live in peace and joy. We're not going to live in years and years of fear, anxiety, and panic controlling us for no reason. That's what I want to talk about here. So for this teaching, we're exposing chronic anxiety and depression issues. And again, it's aimed in those that are born again. I want to make that clear. The man in question here, Bracken Kirkland, Google Tiny Notes from Home Exposed. My testing of him will come right up. This audio is going to be added there to help him and help others. He's in great hypocrisy. Why? He's into this false, fleshly, instrumental music ministry where him and his wife and his kids sing and he plays 20 instruments. Hey, maybe you should read the Word of God more than practicing 20 instruments and he wouldn't have anxiety and depression. And he makes music that is supposed to uplift people in the Lord while he's wrestling at night in terror, panic attacks, and anxiety ongoing for many, many years. That's very troublesome. That is hypocritical. He admits he hasn't overcome it in all the years he's been a believer, many, many years, I think like close to two decades, 20 years. And this man has a wife, seven children. He has an easy life. He doesn't even work a job. He sells things of God, false things of God, on the internet, on YouTube, and people send him money, support him on Patreon. And he's making money off of people, selling a false ministry. So he has no real issue. He would tell you he's a blessed man, yet he has anxiety and panic attacks and fear. This is troublesome. I want to expose him, but I want to expose this issue as well. I believe this man, like many people that struggle with this, have all the earmarks of being a false convert. We'll talk about that. what they have false. Because anxiety does not rule for years and years, fear and depression and panic attack in God's people. So much so, I have a picture of him. He went to the hospital thinking he had a heart attack, pain in his chest, pain in his arm. This is not of God. Is Brecken of God? I don't think so. Yeah, his name's Brecken Kirkland. Google Tiny Notes from Home Exposed, or look on my don'tperish.com website. Google Tiny Notes from Home Exposed, Brecken Kirkland Exposed. Our testings come up number one to warn people. And he's very, very popular, has hundreds of thousands of followers. But let's get into this topic. I've covered him well enough. Let's get into this topic and let's rightly divide it. All right? He recently explained anxiety, depression, fear, and his panic attacks. Ready? Like a trip on an airplane. So you go and you're just nervous to get on the plane, getting in a tube and everything. I've flown. I know what that's like. And then you hit turbulence. You get a little bit more anxious and maybe a little bit more upset. Then the plane wing comes off and you think you're going to crash and die. And you go into utter terror and panic. That's how he describes what he's going through. I have a question. Does that sound like any true saint? The plight of any true saint? Have you ever read about anybody in the Bible having that? That spirit-filled? No. Go read Acts 7. Stephen dies with boldness and grace and power, not in a panic attack and fear. This is the mark of a true believer, Stephen, versus Brecken Kirkland and people that live in depression, fear, and anxiety for years. Most of them have evidence of not even being a true convert. So if this is a real situation of some situational thing where you have disease, a death, something, I get it. Stress can happen, like I said. But if you focus on the kingdom and you look to God and you're not fearing death, you're going to overcome. The fearful and the timid won't make the kingdom, Brecken. And all you people saying that it's okay to be in fear and be in bondage and control over this. Revelation 21:8. But the fearful, unbelieving, the abominable, murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars will have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Yeah, the fearful are not going to inherit the kingdom of God. Next point. I've looked in the scriptures. I cannot find any examples of Holy Spirit-filled saints of God living in depression, anxiety, panic, and fear. Not even close. In fact, quite the opposite is true. 1 John 1:3 through 4. That which we have seen and heard and declare we unto you, that ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with his Son, Jesus Christ. And these things we write unto you, that your joy may be full. Hey, look at that. Joy. The Holy Spirit brings joy. Joy in the Greek is chara. It means calm cheerfulness. How is anxiety, fear, and panic attacks that? It's not. It's not of God. We'll talk about what it could be at the end of this teaching. I'm going to show you in Scripture that we who are truly born of God will not live on in anxiety, fear, ongoing for no reason for many years, but that we have power. We have all we need to overcome for God's glory and to walk in peace and victory because of what Christ has done. Isn't that glorious? Here's my foundation verse for this. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. I love that. Power, sound mind. That's not fear, anxiety, and panic attacks. Our glorious Savior, Jesus Christ, came. He defeated death. He overcame the world for us. And in him, we can overcome it all. Ready? John 16:33. These things I have spoken unto you, that in me ye might have peace. In the world you'll have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. I need to finish an article I'm working on called Christ, Not Your Circumstance. Jesus is telling us the world will give us a lot of bad circumstances, but we overcome focused on him. We don't have panic, anxiety, and fear. Amen? To not live in victory, this is an important point, to not live in victory and peace is to say Christ didn't rule over sin and darkness and the enemy. basically he's a liar and he didn't set us free. No, he did set us free, and he gives us everything we need. Colossians 2:15, having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Christ is triumphant. We should be as well. But churchianity men, and men like Bracken Kirkland have the fruit of having a false gospel, false Jesus, and a false spirit. I'll cover that in a little bit. The good news is, saints and seekers, if you're listening, seekers, you need to repent and follow Christ. We can be complete, we can have lacking nothing, and we can live in total peace, not live in dread and fear and anxiety. Colossians 2:10. And ye are complete in him, which is the head of all principality and power. Look at this power keeps coming up. Sound mind, power. The word of God, here's another important point. If we know it and keep it, this man doesn't, churchianity doesn't, it knows what we need, and via the Spirit, it brings it to us, and it makes us perfect, complete, mature. It helps us, it roots all things out. It doesn't leave us weak and full of anxiety. Hebrews 4:12, for the word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit and of the joints and marrow. It is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. So this fake man, Bracken Kirkland, like most in churchianity or Anabaptist world and many other different man-made flavors, they have a corrupt gospel. They lack the fruit of new life. They lack the fruit of holiness and sound doctrine that saves us, 1 Timothy 4:16. And their false doctrines and their false spirit and their false Jesus and their false gospel has them living in a lack of power to overcome. They lack the one true, most high living God. We know a tree by its fruit, Bracken, and all you who claim that true believers will live in bondage of fear, anxiety, and panic attacks. Jesus said in Matthew 7, we know a tree by its fruit. We see the fruit here. In 2 Peter 1:3, according to his divine power hath given to us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that hath called us to glory and virtue. Look at that. Has given us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Is anxiety, fear, and panic attacks godliness? No. It's also not glory, and it's also not virtue. Definitely doesn't glorify God. We have the power, saints, to overcome all things. 1 Thess 1:5. For our gospel came not unto you in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance, as ye know what manner of men we were among you for your sake. Yeah, these men were great examples. Paul didn't live in fear and anxiety and panic attacks. Neither did Peter or John the Baptist or John or any man of God in the scriptures that I can see. We are told that we must overcome to inherit eternal life. Wow. Yeah, we got to do stuff. Jesus did it all for us as far as his part of the covenant. We have a covenant part to keep. What must we do? Revelation 21:7. He that overcometh shall inherit all things, and I will be his God, and he shall be my son. Yeah, if we overcome, we're to inherit eternal life in all things. Overcoming, that word means subdue and gain the victory. Are you gaining the victory when you live in panic, fear, and anxiety? No. You're living in the flesh. Romans 8:8 says you can't please God in the flesh. You're condemned already per Romans 8:1. You got to walk in the Spirit. If fear, panic, depression, anxiety rules us, are we truly overcoming anything? No, we're not overcoming at all. We're succumbing to the evil, the sin, and the flesh that will destroy us. As I said earlier, I read this verse, Revelation 21:8 goes on, but the fearful, the unbelieving, the abominable murderers and whoremongers, the sorcerers, idolaters, all liars shall have their part in the lake of fire, which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. The fearful, that's timid. You're not going to inherit the kingdom of God if you're fearful and timid. We're called to be strong in his word and the power of his word and his spirit, not weak. Ephesians 6:10. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Do we serve a weak God? Do we serve a weak spirit? Do we serve and have a weak word? No, we have power to overcome. Again, I get it. You can have bouts of depression or anxiety over a situation. It should not last very long, and you should rise up in the spirit. Just like when a true saint falls or chooses sin, it should not last very long. If you are willfully living in sin, your soul is in peril. Hebrews 10:26. No sacrifice for that sin. If you're in fear and dread and panic attack going on and on, you are in dreadful, dreadful danger of the wrath of God. Lastly, I want to say this. I said it. There are times of darkness and depression for some saints over situations. I want to make it clear again. Persecution, death of a wife or child, sickness. I've been there. Let me confess. I've been there over the last 15 years. I can think of two times where I went into a deep darkness for a short period of time, and it was due to a situation that I didn't deal with properly. It lasted longer than it should have, but it was a very short time. I'm thinking it was like one time a day, and one time I think it stretched into 2 days. That was it. I overcame it. I learned not to go there again, go into the darkness, not to look in that place, not to allow that in my life. And here's a great concern, especially for those who claim God, and like me and Bracken, the false teacher music man. He is a music whore, by the way. That is anyone that sells music for money. That's a music whore. Whores sell their bodies for money. Go look it up. It's a Bible term. And men who sell the things of God are music whores. They sell the music that they say is of God. They're music whores. Him and his wife are music whores. I have an article on that. It's a fact. Has nothing to do with their sexual life. Has to do with their spiritual life. Yeah, bold words, but I can back it up in scripture. Anybody who lives in anxiety, panic attacks for years and years with no situation tied to them, they're bordering on sin. They are in sin. And they must repent and come out of it if they have the Spirit in them. I fear for them, as this false man Bracken and most church folks that we meet, I fear for them. And Jesus is so powerful, yet they have a false spirit, a false gospel, and a false Savior. They can't save them. 2 Corinthians 11:3-4. But I fear lest by any means, as the serpent beguiled Eve through his subtlety, so are your minds so should be corrupted from the simplicity that is in Christ. For if he that cometh preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or receive another spirit which we have not received, or another gospel which ye have not accepted, ye might bear with him. Yeah, false gospel that they have, false Jesus, and a false spirit that allows you to live in anxiety and fear and panic attacks. That is not of God, folks. Saints, seekers, if you're listening, repent and follow Christ. Let me know, I can help you. So I want to be clear. It is a fact, again, I need to say it, sadness and stress can enter a saint's life for a short season, but I want to warn you, if you claim Christ and you are a prisoner to chronic anxiety, fear, and panic attacks without any cause, you are deceived and you are not in the freedom of Christ. You are probably a false convert, or you're in sin, or you have demonic oppression. Let's talk about that. The sad situation of chronic anxiety, fear, and panic attacks that would send you to the hospital, make you live in a sad life, your wife and your children see your terrible testimony. There's only three things I can think of. One, you're a false convert. You have no power to overcome. I think that's Bracken's case. If I had to guess, I don't know for sure, but by his fruit, he definitely is not a biblical believer. Two, you're a believer in sin, held in bondage to it by your own will. Who is telling him and forcing him to have this go on in his life? Nobody. He is. Or a person who is a true believer holding to sin. I don't believe that's the case with Bracken. He has all the earmarks of a false convert. I tried to deal with him years ago, and he was wicked and a coward and hid and wouldn't face the truth. Or three, you're demonically oppressed or possessed. That one, I'm not going to make any comment on. It just is what it is. So I hope you ponder this topic. In today's culture, this is very relevant because something called mental health issues come up all the time. This would be what I believe they would call a mental health issue, anxiety, panic attack, fear. And I want to be clear on this point. I believe there is mental health, legitimate mental health. I also believe a lot of it is demonic. And I think much of it is due to false converts, false gospels, false Jesus, and false spirits. Ponder that. Anxiety, fear, and panic attacks have no place in a regular, consistent, godly, holy, obedient life of a true blood-bought child of God walking for the kingdom of God. It has every place for a false convert. It has every place for a people living in sin and worldliness, and it has every place in people that are demonically oppressed or attacked. I want to leave you with this warning, because I love you all. People who claim that you can be of God and live in this bondage, on and on and on, 2 Timothy 3:5, have a form of godliness, but they deny the power thereof, from such turn away. Yeah, be warned, turn away from Bracken Kirkland. This sin of his and many, many, many other sins that I document on my testing, go listen to the audio there, causes him to be a wicked man that will deceive you with his music and his hypocritical life. Imagine that. You're listening to him and his wife's feel-good music where he synthesizes it and mixes it on his computer and plays his 20 instruments while he's in terror at night going to the hospital having a heart attack. If that is not fake Christianity, fake music that lifts up your fleshly mood while the man that makes it's in terror over anxiety and fear of death, I don't know what hypocrisy is. Be warned, saints. Don't associate with men like that who claim Jesus but have made excuses, allow themselves to linger in bondage and sin of anxiety and fear for many, many years. They're leaven. And they are bad company. 1 Corinthians 15:33, bad company corrupts. I want to encourage you on this dark topic that I taught on. We serve a God of light and hope and power and boldness and overcoming, not a God of anxiety, fear, panic, death, and darkness. That sounds a lot more like the enemy Satan, doesn't it? Yeah, I've often thought about these false music ministries and these false men that are hirelings that don't preach the biblical gospel. All Bracken ever says is, I hope you're serving and following Jesus. He never calls anyone to repentance. He never calls out sin. He never stands on sound doctrine. Hey, that sounds like a worker of Satan, doesn't it? Yeah, I hope Bracken repents before he destroys his life, his family, his precious children, and he's deceiving many, many along the way. Love y'all. I gotta go. I got a group video call with some believers. We gotta go talk to a young man that we just met, 18 years old, that wants to talk about not anxiety, depression, and fear. He wants to talk about the true biblical gospel. Praise God. Love you all. Check out don'tperish.com. We're traveling. We're preaching. Check out followgospel.com, my brother Zelos and Sister Cara's website. Lots of material to edify you in the truth of God. Love you all. Till next time. Go forth in power, not in fear. May God be praised.